kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I am your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. We survived the storm. I can't remember the name of it, but we had a storm like wash right over us. A few walls went down, some flooding.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it was a real test for like the house because it's only been built, you know, this year, last year. And still standing. We're all good.
New construction. Yeah. It's holding strong. Good.
Yeah, like a very small like housing development company. You're like, I hope this is all right.
Hopefully they didn't cut any corners. We're about to find out.
Yeah, no, it's all good. How's things your end? Is it still crazy on the we haven't done weather talk in a while. Well, still cold, colder than usual, I should say.
No, it's back to it's a beautiful day outside. Damn. And you can walk outside in shorts if you liked.
Damn. Yes. We had something in common for like a second.
Well, we had some rain for a couple of days, and we're supposed to have some rain next week for a couple of days. So there's that. We can check back with the rain talk later on.
Lovely.
But all right, let's jump into today's show. We have two returning guests, two people we're excited to have back on. First gentleman joining us, he has Paste Magazine's Comedy Album of the Year. So please help us welcome back to the show, Pap Johnson. How are you?
Feeling like a champion, ready to get my title back once again.
Nice. Coming in strong. You already did ask for potential walk-off music in case you do win, so that's a first. I don't think anybody's ever done that.
Yes, and I actually in this time I think I've changed it. I want the Mockingjay.
Yeah. Oh, from Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess Andy, have to have both in the chamber just in case you walk out of here a champion today.
In case.
Yeah. Do you want one of the choices for a win and one of them for a loss?
Well, I don't plan on losing. So.
Okay. So just, okay. Yeah. Well, in between rounds, I'm going to have to learn.
I think we've only used one song ever from Hunger Games. So,
it's probably the only song that there is.
Right.
Outside of Stanley Tucci.
I don't remember a Stanley Tucci singing song, but I'll have to go back and look for that.
Mm.
All right. Well, your opponent today is a comedian and writer. And is one of our absolute favorites here on the show. And he has actually disappeared from his screen. I'm not sure what's going on, but please help us welcome back Mr. Freddie Lockhart. How are you?
Nice.
What's up, man?
Nice. Nothing quite like a makeshift Rambo bandana on my balding head. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, I felt it. It's beautiful, right?
That's good.
My grandfather's tie.
Your grandfather's tie?
Yeah.
Is that an homage to him? Was he a
big? Yeah, he was it was a guy.
is that how he wore it?
Yeah, this is how he wore it. Yeah.
Right.
he was a banker.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you can at least remember that I've never lost with the headband on.
Technically true. I believe. Is this your first game with the headband?
No, I beat Ellis with the headband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very well could have been. I don't remember the headband. It doesn't stick out in my head. Maybe I'm just so used to you wearing it.
Yeah. We have a guy who does our stats, and I'm going to have to ask him to add accessories column to the wins and losses.
That'll be nice. Good.
Yeah. We'll add headbands and ties.
No, perfect. Oh, great. You're eating. Fucking Pap just finished. Pap was nice enough, professional enough to fucking finish before we started.
I had one bite of pokey left, and I was like, I can't leave it sitting there. It's fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. You got pokey from Fat Burger?
This is my Fat Burger drink from last night when I came home, and this is my pokey from lunch today. And boy, is it good.
All right. Well, just for that disrespect, Pap, I'm going to text you the answers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate no problem. It. Yeah, good luck.
Oh, are you about to make up names for the questions again?
Make up names? What do you mean?
Yeah. I remember last time you kept asking, like, people had requested these hints.
Oh, yeah. That was right. Yeah. The conspiracy about, yeah, Matt Scanlon. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
These are real people. And okay. Yes, we have some of our patrons have given us clues. So,
yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, we are ready. Let's get it going. Here's the bell for round number one.
All right.
All right, Freddie, you've got opening choice in this first round of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and then Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name. I will call on you, and you're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points. There's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So 1 through 5, where would you like to begin, Freddie?
Let's go 1.
All right, number 1. I will tell you this one could be tough. This one could be tough. Just as a heads up, your clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon. And it is. I don't know why that pleases you so. Your clue is Taxi Cab Confessions. Taxi Cab Confessions.
Once upon a time, I was of the mind to lay your burden down. Leave you where you stood. You believed I could. You'd seen it done before. And I can't tell you why people die alone. And I can't tell you
Pat.
Why.
Pat.
Collateral.
That is correct for 10 points.
Wow.
I was about to give another clue. Nice job, Pap.
That's pretty good.
You'll need it.
Tom Cruise, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's honestly, I think that's one of the best impressions of him running I've seen in forever. So that was
greatest run in Hollywood history.
Man. Yeah. He can book it.
I think he's contractually obligated to run in every film. I don't know anybody else has that clause. So
Yeah. I think if you search YouTube, he has like a 30-minute clip of just him running in different movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same compact arms, very like.
Oh, he chucks.
Great form.
All right, Pat, bonus question. It's worth 5 points. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You have a choice. You can choose to answer alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose the 5 points, or you can open it up to you and Freddie. No one will lose any points, but he can cut into your 10-0 lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
I'm going to be a dick.
All right. It's for Pap alone then, Freddie. You cannot guess. Pap, here's your bonus question worth 5 points. Director Michael Mann and Jamie Foxx worked together once previously on what sports movie released in 2001?
Sports movie? Any Given Sunday?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. You lose 5 points. It's Ali.
Oh, that's a good trick question there, man.
Yeah, that is a good. That was a good.
I was shaking my head like, you're giving him that softball?
Yeah, but Oliver Stone did Any Given Sunday.
Right.
I thought Al Pacino directed that one.
He probably did. Oliver Stone just gave him a wide berth. Yeah, let Al just direct his own scenes. All right, Pap, you lose the 5 points, but you're up 5-0, and you now have choice 2 through 5 where you want to go next.
I'm going to go 3.
All right, he's going to go number 3. Your clue for number 3 is Spies Like Us. Spies Like Us.
Okay.
Thank you. this is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end.
Pat? Is it Mission Impossible?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect. Freddie, you got a guess?
Do I get docked if I get it wrong?
No, you do not get docked if you get it wrong.
Is it James Bond?
Well, I mean, that would refer to Mission Impossible, at least, is the name of the first movie in the series. James Bond isn't a movie.
So I can't ask you that if it's a, so. Is it?
I can't tell you. Yes.
Right.
Oh,
let me think. Is it? Fuck! I watched it on an airplane.
Oh, that narrows it down for us. Sure.
Let me get through it.
That old chestnut of a story. Everybody knows it. Yeah.
God damn it! It was Quantitude of Solace.
Incorrect. Incorrect. That's Quantum of Solace.
Oh, Quantum of Solace.
I'll give you a second clue. Your second clue is Scarface. Scarface.
Goldeneye?
Incorrect. Freddie, you got a second guess?
I just don't.
All right.
I think you on the head with it, like spy.
What, you're focused on that specific word?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and tell you guys what it is. You're not far off. It's Skyfall.
Skyfall. Okay.
Is that the first one with the monkey face guy?
Daniel Craig is monkey face?
No, it's a third.
He's kind of built like a monkey. Right. I love him. That's my favorite James Bond.
Simeon features about him.
Yeah, old monkey Bond. Who doesn't love him?
All right.
So no points awarded. So the bonus question is open to you both. Let me finish the whole thing before you guys buzz in. According to Box Office Mojo, Skyfall is the highest grossing Bond movie of all time, amassing how much money in total at the worldwide box office? First person that guesses is worth 10 points, and we'll give it to you if you're within 200 million. Second person that guesses is worth 5 points. We'll give it to you if you're within 100 million. We'll also tell you if the previous person was high or low. Got to say your name.
Freddie. 1.2 billion.
That's correct for 10 points. It's 1.1 billion.
Nice.
All right, 10 points to Freddie, and he takes the lead 10 to 5.
So you're telling me the best James Bond movie isn't even close to one of the weakest Fast and Furious movies? Yeah, way to go, Vin Diesel.
I don't know. Those Fast and Furious have been making less and less. That the last one that's supposed to be the finale, they've cut the budget severely for it. They're talking about going back to their roots in the first one and be like, I don't know, dude. You guys fought tanks with your bare hands. Now you're just going to go back to drag racing in L.A.? I don't think so.
Yeah, harassing Asians is not a good
yeah. Maybe don't go back to that. Unless we get Mark Wahlberg as an EP. Then maybe you have something there. All right. So, Pap, you got the last music question right, which means you still have your choice. 2, 4, or 5. Where are we going next?
2. I'm going to go with 2.
All right. Number 2 it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is The Sun Also Rises. The Sun Also Rises. This is one where I think Andy needs to do a little bit more setup to get everything lined up. I figured that might be enough vamping. The hand went over to the side, and I was like, oh, I was about to hit mute. Here we go,
yeah. And... Oh.
get the lyrics right. Here we go.
Breaking out the cage, tell him lock the chain, 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 change. Adrenaline and rage, I may never change, chain, 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 change. Running through my heart, dilute my pain, 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 pain. Compressing all my stress, aspirin on my chest, running out of breath. They gon' know my name, come up out the mud, hit them where it hurts.
Oh, sorry, fucked up, let's go again.
Come up at the butt, third off of me, going hard, hit him where it hurts, kill him softly, bone stretch, trying to clear my name, even smoke less, hopelessness, but I'm in the shit for flesh, reckless, coming for your neck, no strep throat, running, 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 this shit, both legs broke, running round town, they come on to my head though, funny thing about it, they don't know what's in my head though, skits so many, a convenient kind of klepto, soul hands on, it's kind of hard for me to let go.
Pat. Is this Creed?
Incorrect. Incorrect. Freddie? I can give a second clue, but if I do, Pap can guess again.
Okay. The Sun Also Rises, that was the clue?
The Sun Also Rises.
Sun. I'm thinking like S-O-N, Sun. Sun Also Rises. Can I do a second clue?
If I do a second clue, Pap can guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. The second clue, Pap, you can guess again, comes to us from Juan Reyes, and it is, to the victor go the spoils.
Mm-hmm.
To the victor go the spoils. And Pap, you're free to guess if you like.
Then I have to be very specific with the, because yes, I remember do. y'all robbed me.
Robbed is not the, no. No. Otherwise, we would have just given Freddie the credit on Bond. Like, there's been 30 of those fucking movies. So the Sun Also Rises, and to the victor goes the spoils. To the victor goes the spoils.
Sun Also Creed 2.
Pap, is that your official? Two. That is correct for 10 points.
Yeah. It was Sun, S-O-N, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You were dialed in.
All right.
I got it. I thought it was Creed 1 because Andy did the rap and then it went into like the Rocky.
The Rocky, like, yeah. I caught that.
I feel bad. I fucked up the lyrics. What happened was I was on Genius lyrics and an ad popped up and I was like, I'm not stopping. it took me so long to set up and I was like, I'm not stopping now. So I just kind of fluffed my way through it as best I could from memory.
God, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I feel you. Those live chat pop-ups always distract me.
So annoying.
All right, so that makes it 15 to 10 with Pap in the lead. Pap, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I was just on Press Your Luck, and I'm going to not be a dick this time.
All right. It is open to you both. Here's your bonus question. Then just buzz in with your name if you think you got it. Creed 2 is heavily influenced by Rocky 4, with which three actors reprising? There are three actors reprising roles in Creed 2. Name two of the three. I can read that again because I mangled my way through it. Creed 2 is heavily influenced by Rocky 4, with three actors reprising their roles. Name two of the three.
Freddie? I've never even seen it, but I'm going to go with Dolph Lundgren.
Okay.
And Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct for 5 points.
What? You just need to name two?
Two of three. That's what I said. Two of three.
Oh, man. I would have did that then.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh.
Ooh, we talking about Flavor Flav's ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
Flavor
are.
Flav.
All right. So, Pap, you got the points on that, which means you got the music points on that, which means you have control. 4 or 5, where are we going next?
It's tied up 15-15. Huh?
It is tied up 15-15.
Okay. I always saw myself as the fourth Ball brother, so I'm going to go 4.
Perfect. Well, you know what? You and Jello have about as much chance of making the league, so congratulations.
But we swaggy.
Yeah, sure. Just don't shoplift. All right, number 4, it is. Clue comes to us from Brennan Marr, and it is the running of the Bulls.
Kitchen delivery. We got to move these refrigerators. Got to move these color TVs.
Running of the Bulls.
I'll give you a second clue. Your second clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is Good Phil Hunting. Good Phil Hunting. And the running of the Bulls.
Pat, I'm going to just go out on a limb.
Pat.
Man at Work.
Incorrect. Interesting poll. Men at Work's solid movie.
I'm thinking that the era is around then, 86, 85-ish, because of that song. I just can't remember what movie that song was played in. Dire Straits. We get any more clues?
If I give another clue, Pap can guess again.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Next clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is is it because we share a first name that gets you, that tickles you so?
Yes.
All right, your clue is if the shoe fits.
Fucking hell, man. Running up the Bulls.
Uh-huh.
If the shoe fits, Dire Straits.
And Good Phil Hunting.
Good Phil Hunting. Okay, let me go through.
If neither of you has a guess, we're going to move on.
Yeah. The shoe.
Is it from the mid-80s?
I will tell you this. The story is set in the 80s.
It could be a period piece.
The movie is not from the 80s.
Okay. Okay. So
once again, here we go. Here we go with the Raiders.
It's just describing what it is, Pap. Pap, you can guess.
Shoes. And Good Phil Hunting.
Good Phil Hunting, If the Shoe Fits, and The Running of the Bulls.
Fuck, man. I don't know.
All right. If neither of you has a guess, that is from 2023's Air.
Man.
Okay, that's good. Okay, I get it now. Phil Knight.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Bulls and the shoe fitting.
I was like, I can't be the Last Dance. You know, it's like, but
yeah, no, that doesn't count.
You're wearing a Bulls hat. You're giving me all the clues here, and I'm like, huh?
It's not coming up. Not ringing a bell.
That was good.
I only know Ben Affleck movies with Matt Damon in it. So.
Well, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon
are in that.
Are they?
Yep, yeah. They're both in it.
Yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
What's his name? Ben Affleck is the CEO.
And Matt Damon is playing Chris Tucker?
Yeah. Yep.
100%.
Exactly. And Michael Jordan.
All right. So bonus question is open to you both. Ben Affleck directed the movie and also stars as what character?
I don't know that guy's name.
Pat. But if I get it wrong, I lose points.
No, you don't, because it's open to you both.
Doesn't he play Phil Knight?
He does play Phil Knight. 5 points to Pat.
Nice.
Hey, remember this? Remember this?
Is that what you're doing? Because I can't see you, but it feels like it.
His celebratory move.
Yeah.
All right, so we have one left in the opening round. It's 20-15 with Pap in the lead.
Okay.
And your clue comes to us from Juan Reyes, and it is, Eddie came back for more.
Joe, Eddie, I think I already know this.
Came back for more.
Pap. Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Freddie. My name is Dolomite.
I'll give it to you. Dolomite is my name. Yeah, that's fine.
Here we go. This is all the.
You shut the fuck up, Pap. Had you said that, I'd give it to you too. It'd be like, well, you got it. That's close enough. Oh, you know what, Pap? I was rooting for you before the game, but now, not so much, buddy. Now, not so much.
I just hope the people stand by me, you know.
They love your dance, so that you at least have them on your side for that.
Thank you. He doesn't have a dance.
I got on a bandana. I don't need a dance. I'm that guy.
All right, so it's 25-20 with Freddie in the lead. Final bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
For Freddie alone, then, here it is. Dolomite Is My Name never had a theatrical release, but was instead produced and debuted on what streaming platform?
Freddie. Amazon Prime.
That is incorrect. You lose 5 points.
Oh, it's a Netflix. It's a Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, the fast fist bump. That's not even the sword. With that ties the game at 20 points apiece.
Nice.
All right,
here's the bell for round number two. All right, Pap, since Freddie went first in the last round, you can go first in this round since you're both tied, and this is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue, and Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. If either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name. I'll call on you, and you're guessing once again just the movie itself, and it's open to you both. If neither of you can get it in the opening 5 seconds, then we go to the second 5, and it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Pap, 1 through 5, where you want to begin round number two?
Let's go with 2.
All right. 2 it is. Your clue for number 2 is, don't try this at home. Don't try this at home. And it's open to you both, so buzz in with your name if you think you know it.
Jackass.
That is correct for 10 points. All right. Pap takes the lead 30-20. Where are we going next? Pap, 1, 3, 4, 5.
We're going to go with 4.
All right. 4 it is. Clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law.
Okay. Oh my God, that was awful.
Well, there's a reason everybody should be shaking in the house tonight. And you should grab your favorite lady and promise.
Freddie?
Freddie.
Oh, you Freddie guy.
Roadhouse?
Incorrect.
Pap?
Pat?
The Blues Brothers?
Also incorrect. So what we'll do is we'll go to the second five of music, and if neither of you has a guess after that, then I'll give you a second clue.
Okay. Eddie Murphy, Delirious?
Incorrect.
Pap Johnson?
Pap?
48 Hours?
That is correct for 5 points.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd use a concert film, but those guys played, they played that at his concert film too.
As soon as you said that, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I should get partial points.
That's though. Good.
Mm-hmm. Murphy, Eddie Murphy, it's rigged. They're telling me it's rigged.
You know what? I put a notation down there. It's a tie ball game. Maybe you'll get a little extra point or something.
Okay.
Well, I knew it was 48 hours because you said Murphy's Law. So I was thinking, movies. And I was like, okay.
Murphy too.
Well, then you could say Beverly Hills Cop, or like there could be some other options in there.
Yeah, but that's what he known for. You know, Nick Nolte was so mean to him in that movie.
You sound hurt, and you weren't even there. Oh, Nick Nolte, he's so mean.
So mean.
All right, Pap, you're up 35-20, and you have your choice. Oh. One, three, or five.
I only got 5 points for that one?
Because we went to the second five of music.
Okay,
More of we're breaking it against you, even though you're somehow winning this game. But anyway,
I just, I'm trying to keep score. I'm gonna go with one.
All right, number one it is. Your clue for number one is Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd.
Dredd.
Dredd, plural. Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Oh God.
I don't want it to sound like a Z. This isn't some, 90s fucking corporate spinoff trying to be hip to kids. Just plural. Judge Dredd.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now while he stands tough, notice that this man did not have his hands up. This free world's got you gassed up.
No idea.
Judge Dredd's.
Judge Dredd's.
I got no clue.
All right, we'll go to the second five of music, and at that point, if neither of you has a guess, I'll give you a second clue.
Okay.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
8 Miles.
That is correct for 5 points. Oh, Pap, now you got a 20-point lead, 40-20.
It's all good. Come back from worse.
Yes, you have. You have. All right, Pap, three or five? What do you want next?
Let's go with three.
Ooh, bad choice for you.
All right, three it is. Your clue is a shotgun wedding. A shotgun wedding.
You talking about the J-Lo movie?
Points for Pap. All right, no, we are not. I can't think of a single J Lo movie out of Selena. Sight might be the only one that would ever make this.
Some respect on Selena.
The Wedding Planner.
Oh, okay.
Out of Sight.
I'm gonna start. Out of Sight is the one that I said.
Money Train.
Anaconda.
I'm gonna start docking points if you guys start acting like these are good movies.
Look how big that snake is.
Is that your ice cube?
Yeah, that's Big Snake.
Pretty good.
It's great.
All right, your clue again is a shotgun wedding.
Okay.
I'm stumped.
All right. Second five of music it is then.
Okay.
You guys want a second clue?
I know that song. I just can't think of the movie it's in. I need another clue. I need another clue, but yeah. Freddie.
Okay, your next clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. A Shotgun Wedding and Black and Yellow.
Shotgun Wedding. Black and Yellow.
I want to say this, but I'm like, that doesn't even make sense.
I can give one final clue. So your third and final clue is, let me summarize this for you.
Okay, this doesn't make any sense.
Freddie. Yeah.
Kill Bill?
That is correct for 5 points.
Good job. Good job.
Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
Yeah, I was going to say Rush Hour, but then I was like, that doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know if we'd be that overtly racist on this show. I think I would assume we'd have a little bit more tax, but you're not. You know, I mean, look, you know me, so it's not outside of the bounds, I guess.
That was good. All right, so I'm down 15.
You are down 15. It's 40 to 25. And your clue for number five, it's the last one of this second round, is The Thin Gray Line. The Thin Gray Line. Ready.
Training Day.
That is correct for 10 points.
Yeah.
Is that also Ice Cube and Anaconda? Dude, you are on fire.
No, that's Snoop in the intro. Yeah.
That's true. All right, that ends round two. Pap has a 5-point lead, 40 to 35. And here's the bell for round number three. All right, Pap, since you're in the lead, you will have opening choice in the final round, and this is our bidding round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I'll give a clue, and Pap, you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this song in. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many notes you'd like it to be. Once we do your opening number, then we'll go over to Freddie, and he can bid one note fewer all the way down to 0, but we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5, it's worth 20. 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets those points. You each have a lifeline you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. If you guess it correctly, you'll double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing.
So the fix is in, okay.
The fix is 100% in. All right, Pap, 1 through 5, where do you want to start?
2. Let's do 2.
All right, 2 it is. Your clue for number 2 is Baywatch. Baywatch. So how many notes you want to open with, Pap? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
I'm going to go 10.
All right, 10 notes. Freddie?
I'll go 8.
8 notes.
Settle the score then. I don't, is that how I got to do it?
Yeah, that is how you do it. Yeah. All right, on 8 notes, it's worth 15 points. Freddie, you're down by 5 right now. And Pap, if he gets it wrong, you automatically get the points. Unless you think you know it, you can double down on it. You both have a lifeline, and you can use your lifeline with your double down if you so choose. And your clue, once again, Freddie, is Baywatch. Baywatch. Freddie?
Miami Vice?
Incorrect. Incorrect. You lose the 15 points. You don't lose any points, but you don't have the 15. So, Pap, you can just take them, or you can double down on it if you like.
I'll take the points. I'm going to take the points. No reason to pull a Freddie.
Wait, how many points does he get?
He gets 15 points.
Oh, weak.
Oh, should have got it right.
Pap opens up a 20-point lead. That is the theme from Bad Boys.
I knew you were going Michael Bay.
You were out. You were right in the right vicinity.
Yeah, god dang it.
All right, Pap, you have choice still. 1, 3, 4, or 5?
I like the way I went last time. I'm going to go 4.
All right, 4 it is. Your clue for number 4 is wouldn't dream of it. Wouldn't dream of it.
Okay. I'm going to go 10 again, 10 notes.
All right, 10.
Now, can I tell him to settle the score on that alone?
Sure, you can tell him. All right, on 10 notes.
And I can chime in on this too, right?
No, you cannot. This is for him alone since you told him to settle the score. So, Pap, it's worth 10 points. You do have your lifeline if you want to use it. Your clue, once again, is wouldn't dream of it.
And he's on mute. Wouldn't
dream of it. Yeah, he runs through the notes to get your 10 notes. That way you don't hear it while he's practicing.
I saw them.
Okay.
He's only bitten us in the ass once. So
somebody knew how to play the piano.
Yep. Wayne Fetterman, if you know
how
Pap does.
Big cheater.
Huge cheater.
Okay, here we go.
Like 8 notes of the same note.
That's how it works. We didn't say there'd be 10 distinctly different notes. It's just the 10 notes.
And what is my clue again?
Your clue is wouldn't dream of it.
Okay. Can I use my lifeline?
You sure can use your lifeline if you want to. You got a 20-point lead, and this is worth 10 points.
Yeah,
and there's three more questions after this.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. He's going to use his lifeline. So Andy's got to read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline clue.
Give me a clue from Matt Scanlon.
Scanlon? I don't know if Scanlon has one in that grouping.
No. Okay. Your lifeline clue, Pap, is you spin me right round, baby, right round.
That didn't help whatsoever. a dream. I'm trying to think of anything that's dreamy like.
Wouldn't dream of it, and you spin me right round, baby, right round.
Okay, I'm gonna go out on a ledge. Since Tom Cruise hasn't let me down, I'm going to just go with Vanilla Sky.
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Freddie, you can take the points or you can double down on it. You can also use your lifeline with the double down if you want.
What is it, 10 points?
It's 10 points.
Yeah, I'll take those points.
All right. Makes it a 10-point game.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, say that clue again that you said, the first one.
Wouldn't dream of it. And then you
I don't know. It sounded like that Chumbawamba song. That's what it was starting to sound like to me.
I get knocked down?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. At the end when he started to go up, I was like, is that the part of it? But no, I got no guesses then.
Inception.
Oh, Dreams. Good. Inception. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I watched that movie one time. I was like, what?
I just scratched my head.
I was upset. I was very upset at the end.
That's when that was with Elliot Page now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking in bathtubs and shit. Fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, man? I already knew you were a Nolan fan. So this is me going, well, we'd already done Interstellar with Freddie in the not too distant past. So I can't use that.
Sorry about that.
Oh, shit. Freddie just lost 10 points.
Calling in for help, huh?
Yeah, no shit. What is this? All right, so it's 55 to 45. Freddie got the points on that, which means he also has his choice now. So, Mr. Lockhart, 1, 3, or 5. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go 1 because I'm number fucking 1.
All right, number one it is. Your clue, Pap, do you need a second to relocate?
No, go ahead. My computer's at 3%, so.
Oh, that's I'll good. Plug it in. Is this live right now if I sent the link or no?
Yes, it is.
All right, number one it is. Your clue is an adept portrayal. An adept portrayal. So, Freddie, you're opening the bidding. Okay. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
How about 10?
All right, 10. Pap, back over to you.
I'm going to go 8.
8 notes. What do you want to do, Freddie?
Settle the score.
All right, on 8 notes. Your clue,
can I get
once
the clue again?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Your clue, once again, is an adept portrayal. An adept portrayal.
That would be Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is correct. Mm. 15 points to Pap.
Rigged.
70 to 45. Right, we got 2 left, Pap. 3 and 5. Where do you want to go?
3. They say 3 is a great number, you know, rule of threes.
All right, 3 it is. Your clue is Reese's Pieces. And no, it is not the blatantly obvious, just to give you a heads up. And that comes to us from our patron, Troy. Reese's Pieces.
Okay. I'm going to go 10. You know, I got to start off with 10.
All right. 10, Freddie.
3.
3.
So, settle the score.
On 3.
Yeah.
All right. So, Freddie, you do have your lifeline. If you want to use it, this is worth 20 points. You're down by 25 right now.
Okay.
You can have a bonus clue if you like it. Your first clue, once again, is Reese's Pieces.
Freddie,
it's only for you.
It sounds too obvious. I know you never go this obvious, but E.T.?
Incorrect. Incorrect. I don't think you were paying attention when I said it is not the blatantly obvious the clue.
So if I double down, do I get I still get the regular points?
No. If you double down and miss it, you get nothing. But if you get it right, then you get 40 points because it's worth 20. So you can just take the 20 points or you can double down on it, making it 40. And then
I'm going to double down just to – I want this to be epic. He said he's never lost, and this will be such a great sour taste in his mouth.
Oh, no, I've lost. I've lost a lot.
It's worth 40 points then, Pap.
It's Terminator.
That is correct for 40 points.
It's over.
It is over. We got one left. We'll do it for shits and giggles since you guys are here. But it's 110 to 45.
Unless he wants to put everything at stake right now and go sudden death.
No need for that.
Look how I'm good.
He's sticking with the W. It's a smart move.
Yeah.
All right. Your clue is why the long face? Why the long face?
Ten notes.
Ten notes. Freddie.
Five notes.
Five notes.
Settle the score.
All right. For 20 points, your clue once again is why the long face?
Was it five notes?
It was five notes.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Freddie, it's only for you.
All right. The Godfather.
That is correct for 20 points.
Nice. Nicely done.
But with that, with a little punctuation, shit, I'm docking you officially points for that shit. You just lost 5 points, Freddie. This is nonsense. Pap, you are today's winner. Congratulations, sir. You close it out. What is this, Scout's Honor? I don't understand.
That is.
Oh.
Is that the one you wanted? I learned that.
Yeah, that works. That works.
There you go. I learned that during the show. That's why I kept stealing my phone.
All right. Well, Pap, as winner, you have the chance to say whatever you like first. So the floor is yours to plug, promote, take it away.
You know, it's just a great feeling to be the best once again. And I want to thank everybody who supported me. The odds were always stacked against me with the Matt Scandlings and the the ridiculous clues that were also given to, you know, Freddie. So to be able to overcome everything and still come out a champion is like, it's really beautiful, and it really means a lot to me. This win is dedicated to not only Jennifer Lawrence, but Stanley Tucci.
They appreciate it.
Yeah. And pizza. So thank you. And when you get a chance, look out for me on Comedy Central coming soon. So to everybody out there.
Brief. That was beautiful.
Yeah, cool.
It was a nice heartfelt speech. Freddie, what about you, man? Anything you want to say?
Try to go out there and get it done today. You know, we practiced hard all week. We were the better team. We just didn't. We gave the win to the other team today. I'm going to talk with my men in the locker room. We're going to regroup, come back, get our title back, and that's that. I am on an animated series with Kevin Hart called Little Heart that airs on BET Plus under the Paramount banner sometime in summer. And I also shop at Ralph's and Trader Joe's as well.
Well, look for him.
Look for me. Probably Trader Joe's.
Congratulations on the BET Plus.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I've been recording it every week. It's fun.
Do you go to the Third and La Brea Street Ralph's? Because they fry fish over there. It's amazing.
Oh, no, that La Cienega and Third.
Oh, okay. Giving people okay.
Just giving out fried fish, you know, recommendations. Sure.
Yeah. And on Thursdays, they have $5 whole chicken. So, you know, if you're on a budget, you know, do your thing.
I love whole chicken.
So do I. Good rotation. Beer can chicken. It's hard to beat. Well, Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Thank you both. That was a lot of fun. Pap, I just refreshed Pace Magazine and you're number one game show conspiracy theorist. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Shout right to the, you know, with a bullet to the number one.
Shortlist. Thank you guys. That was so much fun as always. And well done, Pap, on a win. Good stuff.
All right, thank you.
Well, thanks for having us.
All right, gentlemen. Well, it was a pleasure to see both of you. Thank you for joining us. Congrats to you, Pap, for your W today. Even though apparently the entire world was against you and did not want you to win, you still overcame. And God just bless you. And your perseverance is an inspiration to us all.
Just you and your alter ego.
Well, I got it. Yeah. Then it's a lot of alter egos then. Yeah. All right, but that is it for this week. You can find both of their handles in the description below, so go and hit them up over on social media. You can follow Andy at STS_AndyM. You can follow me at Matt Nose. That is it for this week. Settle the score. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Until then, adios.
Bye.